Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is about God knowing our name. We'll return with a devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
God Knows Your Name, written and read by Megan Evans. Isaiah 43:1 in the New Living Translation says, "But now, O Jacob, listen to the Lord who created you. O Israel, the one who formed you says, 'Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.'" I like to identify the calls of birds and have learned many feathered voices that frequent my backyard. But as much as I try, I don't know all of them. The melodies can be hard to distinguish. Even when I do correctly match the sound, I certainly don't know if it's the same cardinal or chickadee that I heard yesterday. Do you ever wonder if that's how God feels when we pray? Does God really know it's you or me when we call to Him? With so many people in the world and so many prayers being spoken at once, is it really possible that God can tell us apart? Isaiah 43:1 reminds us today that God loves us intimately and personally. God says to us, "I have called you by name, you are mine." The prophet spoke these words over Israel, and as God's children today, they are meant for you and me. This tender verse speaks of the one true God who created us, formed us, and ransomed us. We never have to fear that we are faceless or voiceless when we cry out to God. We are too special to forget. When you or I call something mine, we are attaching ourselves to it. We claim it, recognize it, and take care and responsibility for it. In a sinful world, broken people don't always get this right, but we can be sure that when God says mine, it's an enduring promise. Psalm 139 tells of an all-knowing, all-present, all-powerful God who knit us together in our mother's womb and calls us wonderfully made. Psalm 139 verses 2 through 4 ensures us that we are not forgotten by describing God's attention. It says, "You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord." It is hard to wrap our finite mind around such an infinite God, but we can rest assured that the one who knows our words before we even say them knows when we are praying and calls us by name. Throughout the Bible, we see a great God who talks and listens to his people. Deuteronomy 4:7 says, "For what great nation has a God as near to them as the Lord our God is near to us whenever we call on him?" Daily, each one of us can pray confidently, knowing our voice is heard. Psalm 18:6 says, "God heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears." Intersecting faith and life. We matter greatly to the Lord, and so do our prayers. We can say our prayers out loud, think them, write them, and even sing them. When we pray, we can rest in the promise that He hears us, has a plan for us, and will take care of us. This amazing God who calls us mine tells us not to be afraid. Each day we can remind ourselves, fear not. God cares about my well-being, my struggles, and what I'm doing today. God cares when we laugh and when we cry. Not only does the Lord know us inside and out, He pursues a relationship with us. Every man, woman, and child who surrenders his or her life to Jesus Christ is welcomed into God's family. If you have ever felt unwanted or unseen in your lifetime, this is good news to hear today. By God's hand, we are fully known, and by His grace and mercy, we fully belong. You are the one God has loved, pursued, and redeemed. Confidently, let's pray to the Lord today, the one who knows each of us intimately and recognizes us by name when we call. For further reading, check out Isaiah 65, verse 24, Lamentations chapter 3, verse 55 and 56, and 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15. The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second and rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.